Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Let's find out more about the shops. Andrea Slaba, Insights Lead at Trade Intelligence, joins me. Andrea, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just talk to me about when you're talking about the wholesale and retail sector, what are you referring to, the independent part of that?
Yes, and so within FMCG retail, we're all very well known with the retail stores. Mm-hmm. But another big part, probably about a third of the FMCG industry, if we say FMCG is the fast-moving consumer goods we buy when we do our grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. So a big part of the wider industry is the independent wholesale and also retail. If you think of cash and carry stores, for example, so those are outlets where traders can buy stock in bulk of these grocery items. It's a very important part of the industry as it supplies those goods to the traders, spaza stores and small businesses.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're saying that people are moving towards that and moving away from maybe your more well-known brands, what is driving that?
Oh, that's so interesting. You know, quite a few years ago, the wholesale or former independent wholesale outlets used to focus on distribution of stock, mm-hmm. but they realized that South African household grocery shoppers were interested in cashing in on these great deals. I mean, obviously, if you sell something at wholesale price, it comes at a lower price tag. Mm. So naturally, you saw South African shoppers that felt that they were cash-strapped going into these wholesale outlets and purchasing groceries for their households. And that obviously inspired these wholesale outlets to modify their stores and also the offering that they have in stores to suit the household grocery shopper. And now these days, I mean, there's just about 90% of these former wholesale outlets and cash and carry outlets are very well geared to serve household shoppers. They've got separate checkout points with small basket trolleys, so you don't have to go and buy big bulk boxes of items. You can go and buy single items in a small little basket trolley, whatever you need for that day, and also at highly competitive prices. I mean, many people like me shop around to find the best deals, and that's certainly what has inspired many shoppers to do their grocery shopping at these outlets.
Yeah, I think at this point, very few of us would not do that because of what the economy is doing and how it is dealing with our pockets. So people do love a deal and do love those bulk shops as well. But they are also growing in terms of, we know that spaza shops sometimes stock from these wholesalers, these massive ones as well, informal shops, school tuck shops, as well as, you know, ordinary South African citizens or ordinary people living in South Africa.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a lifeline for the spaza stores and small businesses. It's incredible to understand the service offerings that wholesale outlets and formal independent outlets offer small businesses and spazas. For example, offering them credit. You know, cash flow is a big problem for small businesses, especially in these tough economic times. Other benefits often include free delivery. If you own a small store, time away from your store is really a big problem. So it's incredible to see how the wholesalers and the independent distributors actually support the cash flow and also the viability of these businesses.
Mm-hmm. And then when you look to the future, when you've got these challenger wholesalers that, you know, have evolved to become what they are today, what do you think the future of them is, especially if the bigger retail stores will look around at some point and say, hang on, these people might be stealing my lunch?
Gosh, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the competition is fierce within FMCG retail. You have to understand that across the different channels, you know, from the modern trade where the well-known retailers play to the independent channel where these wholesalers and independent retail stores play, mm-hmm. all of these business owners are savvy traders. And at the moment, there's quite a bit of interplay between these channels because, like we said, the wholesale outlets are inviting household grocery shoppers into these outlets. They actually dress them up, the stores, like a beautiful first world modern trade grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
At one end, and the other end would be the big outlet for where traders buy bulk, etc. At the same time, the modern trade retailers are seeing these shifts, and they are also trying to infiltrate the sort of independent territories. We see examples of that. For example, the ShopRite Group a few years back, launched the ShopRite Cash and Carry format. They also are well known for the YouSave format, which takes any form from a little supermarket, even to these container stores that then infiltrate the township communities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So all the different players in the retail ecosystem are trying to infiltrate their opposition's territories.
Mm. What would give you an advantage as one of those independent shops, or what are consumers looking for? You and I have spoken about how we both love a deal, so there's that, but there's more to that. So if you want people to keep on coming to your shop, I assume there's certain things that you want to do.
You know what? What comes to mind is community centricity.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk around in the independent trade, whether it's a wholesale outlet or cash and carry or a spaza store, etc., those traders and business owners know the communities they serve so well, and they have the assortments that suit the needs of those communities. The relationships are well established, so it's really trying to optimally service the specific communities that they serve. And I think that is a big success. I mean, I spoke about offering credit. You know, if you go and do shopping at spaza stores within that community, the spaza owners offer credit to the shoppers.
Mm.
And that just shows you the incredible sense of trust between the household grocery shopper and the trader, and then also the next layer up between the trader and the wholesaler.
Yeah.
So community centricity, I would say, is the secret sauce or the key to success in the independent trade.
Mm-hmm. When you're speaking about that credit, I'll never forget when our former Chief Justice Raymond Zondo was doing an interview. I think it was an interview for that position. And he spoke about how he was raised by a mother who did not have a lot, but there was a shopkeeper in his area who gave them food and clothing, I think at no cost or at credit, until he went through school. And that was the difference between him having a meal and or clothing. I can't remember the story, but I was so moved by it. And it's speaking to what you're talking about, that trust, people empowering people around them, you know, who can rise to the highest office in the legal land in South Africa.
Absolutely. That's such a great example.
It really makes you think. But when you're talking about those shops as well, you need supply. You need the goods there to sell. And one of the challenges we have is our rail network is not great in South Africa. It's been decimated. There's a whole state capture inquiry that happened around that and why, you know, we have problems accessing certain goods and them moving quickly enough. Do outside factors like this impact stores when it comes to supply chains? Or is that system so well-oiled that it can work around logistical challenges, the potholes, the lack of electricity sometimes, and the like that can plague a business in South Africa?
Well, there are two sides of it. I mean, the creativity around problem-solving is a very big enabler within the independent trade. There are so many distribution businesses, so they get along really well. I mean, between the suppliers, distribution businesses, and the wholesale outlets and the traders, there are well-established networks of transport and distribution of goods. So that is alive and well, and it sort of creates employment at the same time. So it's almost like the industry found a way around the challenges with distribution.
Mm-hmm.
One example, which is so important to understand how that is impacting the industry at the moment, is the rise of what we call the midi wholesaler or the midware wholesaler.
Mm-hmm.
So that is basically where perhaps a few spaza store owners banded together towards buying power so that they can buy larger volumes at a more competitive price.
Yes.
And then starting to distribute that stock to other traders. Many of these businesses have grown so successful in buying and distributing that they've actually let go of the actual retail trade and now focused on distributing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are literally thousands of midi wholesalers now acting as midway distributors between the big wholesalers or even the suppliers and the traders.
Okay. Just going back to what you and I talked about how sometimes there's more than just, you know, wanting to make money in these independent stores. What also happens is that you're saying those independent stores sometimes procure products from local businesses who maybe can't scale, who can't get into a bigger shop, but will find a place on the shelf in an independent store. And that grows that ecosystem. It has money circulating through the community, and it gives opportunities to somebody who may not have that opportunity.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. You know, if you're a small supplier with a product that you are passionate about, that you know will make a difference in households,
mm.
it's so difficult to get listing in big retail chain stores.
Mm.
Because, I mean, there are lots of issues in terms of stock, supply, et cetera, et cetera. So a wonderful way for suppliers to get a foothold within communities is through these independent stores.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of success stories of brands that are now well-known big brands in South Africa that started off as a very small little business from a region where they started selling their products within the stores, getting into the distribution networks, and then from there on branching out into other regions.
Mm-hmm.
So a very good example of how that drives the economic growth from a very small perspective.
All right. And Andrea, as we wrap up, we know that the challenges that we spoke about earlier when it comes to logistics, power and water are not, you know, permanent in South Africa. We believe we're a country of hope. We spoke to the Capitec CEO earlier on. He said they're very upbeat on South African outlook. We spoke to the CEO of Eskom yesterday on the show. Load shedding, a thing of the past for now. Eskom returning to profit. And so there is an opportunity for people to make so much money if there's been growth where there's challenges around logistics, power and water. When these things do work out, there, I imagine, is going to be a boom or growth of these kind of independent stores, or at the very least competition between the independents and the more entrenched ones.
Absolutely, we already see that in the numbers. You know,
okay.
For quite a long duration of time, the independent trade was growing at a faster rate in terms of turnover growth compared to the what we would call the corporate retailers that operate within the modern trade. However, between 2023, or specifically 2023 and beginning of 2024, where load shedding was a big concern, during that time, the independent trade was lagging behind in growth, which makes sense in a way, because if you are a corporate retailer, let's say you operate or you're manager of a ShopRite store, your store leans into the ShopRite group's alternative energy resources. However, if I'm an independent superette or an independent wholesaler, either I have to invest hugely in alternative power supply, or I have to actually close my store because, you know, there are risks involved where there's no power and lights within stores. So that really hurt the independent trade, but now we see the recovery and we do believe that they are growing from strength to strength.
All right. Andrea Slabba, Insights Lead at Trade Intelligence, thanks for your time on Kaya Business Evening, taking us through these hyper stores, these independent stores, and how they are growing. Pamela Modene is going to be coming up at 8 o'clock on Point of View at the top of the hour here on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.